Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life, behind the scenes of a YouTube creator. It's the 28th of January 2025. The sun is struggling to get up. It's 7:30 in the morning. Julia has just headed off. She's got to be back because her ex, who is in the house, he's off to work early, and she's off to look after the kids, do the homeschooling, all of that malarkey, bless her. And I have another day of writing to do. I just need to check my diary, actually, just in case, because I have a few things coming up. Tuesday it is today, is it not? Yes. So I've got an interview at 1 o'clock. To attend to promote The Great Rising, only probably half an hour or so. So I must send the link out to Liz, who will be on the show. Yes, and then I've got some writing to do, and yes, and various other bits and pieces, you know what it's like. So yesterday it was a day of writing, and I'm close to the end of the book. And I wasn't stuck, let's say, but I wanted to go back into some of the book because there's certain key moments. And in order to go forward, I needed to get these key moments a little bit stronger in my head so that I didn't write stuff that then was not going to be useful to me when I, you know, in the proceeding final chapters. And so I need to go back and just sort of put into place certain things so that it all flows, hopefully, nicely. I'm just putting on my slippers. I seem to have got messages coming in. That's just the... just the usual. Anyway, so that's that. Wet and windy. Bin men have been. Not so many bins at my end of the road have fallen over, I'm pleased to say. Yesterday I did I was on a 2-hour podcast, which was very interesting and enjoyable. People were asking questions of the panel on various things. I never tell people I'm an expert because I'm not really an expert in anything. So, I have a vague understanding of a lot of this stuff, but so all my questions and answers really are a little bit vague rather than precise. There's a couple of other people who'd obviously have their area of expertise, and they're able to speak fluently on these matters, whereas I'm not really. Mine is a very average sort of position. Oi, don't do that, pusscat. Oi. Stop it. Cat clawing on the furniture. It is all second, third hand stuff, but I'd rather you didn't. You've got a scratching pad, you've got a scratching post, and you've got a scratching mat. So, I don't know where your he's got a toy, but I don't know where it is off the top of my head. Anyway, so that's that. Now, I saw Kilvert's diary here. I thought it might be worth just having a look, because we've probably missed a few of them out. And I thought it might be interesting to do a little bit of a reading in today's one. So... I can't remember the year. 1871. This is Wednesday, the 25th of January. We're at the 28th now, so let's read this one. Mrs. Daniel was at home, and I sat some time talking to her. She told me about their 5 Japanese pupils, all noble, and one of royal blood, who had gone to the seat of war with an official deputation from Japan to make notes and take observations for the benefit of his country. Some of these young Japanese gentlemen live across the way at Mrs. Salter's old house. Mrs. Daniel said that during the time that they've had them, these Japanese, the young men, had never given them any uncomfortable moment, and their manners are perfect, so courteous and kind and so loving to each other. The Daniels had a very short notice of their coming. Fred Loden wrote to ask Daniel to receive them whilst he was on the voyage with them, bringing them over. They go to church, but they have no particular religion of their own. Only Saturday nights seem to be a solemn time with them. One Saturday evening, one of them was found in a dark room alone on his knees. Today, it was rumoured that Paris was about to capitulate. How prophetic was the old Welsh country dance, taught to men by the fairies and called, why, the downfall of Paris. A fly took Fanny. A fly, I assume, is the cart, as opposed to a buzzing thing in this particular instance. A fly took Fanny, Dora and myself to dinner at Langley House at 7:30. The ashes were very agreeable, and Thurzel Ash was in the drawing room before dinner, sitting on an ottoman in a white dress, white boots and gloves, almost grown-up young lady, and looking exceedingly nice, with her dark, long hair and brilliant colour. I took Mrs. Welsh to dinner and sat between her and Mrs. Winthrop, whom I congratulated on her daughter Annie's engagement to a lieutenant in the RN, the Royal Navy. Mrs. Winthrop jumped right round on her chair and stared at me as if she'd heard the subject mentioned then for the first time. She said at last that she could not deny it, but the engagement was not publicly declared. It was a regular facer, but her extraordinary manner was owing to her extreme nervousness. Mr. Winthrop said that all the water he and his family had to wash was in some filthy black water, full of black beetles and stagnant on the leads, or on the leads. Not quite sure of that last bit. He said that all the water he and his family had to wash in was some filthy black water full of black beetles stagnant on the leads or the leads. Anyway, there we are. That was the entry. Quite a nice long entry. I do quite like those long entries because it gives you some meat, doesn't it? Meat on the bone to sort of think, oh, yes. I do keep a diary. I need to write it up today. I'm probably a few days out when there's nothing terribly exciting happening. You know, it's easy to miss, or if you're busy and you forget and what have you. But, yes, I must write that up. I've got an idea for my podcast today, or rather my monologue today, which actually came about from the evening podcast that I appeared on. Somebody told the story, and I thought, oh, I might tell the same story. I credit him, of course, but it's a lovely story, and I think it makes a lot of sense, as in an allegory, you know. So I may well do that, although I will... Ouch. I will go and check my emails. I've been having trouble with the artificial eye, not so much the actual eye, but the eye socket, the rims around it's getting a bit puffy and itchy, rejecting the thing. I did clean the eye, but I don't know what's going on. It might need more than a basic clean. It probably needs a proper buff up to bring back the sparkle, as they say, you know. Warm water, a bit of salt. Warm salt water is usually what does it, so I shall give it another bathing and see if that will sort out the issue. The cat has now settled down on the sofa, so we're all good. There's not a lot really else to report, really. We had a beautiful beef casserole. We have that a lot. I love it. I absolutely love it. Beef casserole, it's so simple. One of those iron pots, you know, that, like a Dutch oven, they call them, don't they? Or a stewing pot with a lid. Throw all your vegetables in. Throw your whatever other things you want to put in, herbs, spices, whatever it is that you shove in. little bit of paprika. Is it ground paprika we put in? I can't remember. Some peppers, onion, garlic, whatever, you know, veg, celery, blah, 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 onion chopped up, and the meat, water. And if you use stock cubes, shove one of those in. And that's it. You know, mix it all up, bring it up to the boil slowly, and then shove it in the oven and leave it. And depending on the oven temperature, of course, which with us is never set because you can't. It's down to the amount of wood and the quality of the wood, the airflow, blah, 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 because it's wood-burning stove, of course. But anyway, an hour later, it's succulent, it's delicious, it's lovely. I would have put some seasoning in, of course, and just a, you know, a light seasoning, because you can always add it afterwards as well. And it's rather plush. It's rather lovely. So I'm just scratching my head. So we had that, and we were going to have some apples and plums, sort of heated up, stewed. I need to work out how to make your own homemade custard. But anyway, we didn't have any of that. Or with cream. Cream, of course, is much better, especially if it's raw cream from raw milk. So, yeah, that was... excuse me. I'm a bit tired because it was a late-ish night, because I was on this podcast, as I say, from half past seven to half past nine, 2 hours. It is a long time. I was upstairs in the studio, which has no heating, and I had a blanket wrapped around my trousers, not that anyone could see. And, yeah, you're talking and on screen for 2 hours, you know. My eye was a bit puffy, but it was fine. But it meant poor old Julia was stuffed downstairs, out the way. She was watching some videos and doing various things, keeping the fire going, chopping up some firewood, you know, keep her working hard. But that was, you know, that's the sort of main crux of our evening together. And I only see Julia in the evenings these days, so... it was a shame to be away. I don't like committing myself to evening things these days, unless it's an event that we're both on. So after that, came down, had the casserole late, and then you don't want to go straight to bed because it's sitting on your stomach. So we enjoyed our pipes, and we had a lovely time in front of the fire, no television, obviously, and... chatted away, had cups of tea and things, you know, infusions and what have you. So that was nice, and eventually took ourselves out to bed, knowing that we had to be up at half past six, because she had to go back early again today. Hopefully it's not tomorrow as well. Anyway, so there we are. That's all really I have to say on the matter. So I think I might make myself a tea. Oh dear, I feel a bit tired, but I haven't got to rush off anywhere, but I've got things to do, so I shall do that. I've got some sawing up of some wood, and at some point, either today or tomorrow, I must wander down to the cat food shop and get some more dry biscuits. There's a certain type that he likes. We don't give him very many because he has meat. But once in a while, we just have it, and he can, you know, if he's a bit peckish, he can go and have a little nibble. We're quite strict on how much he eats and how many treats he gets. And for that, he is a very healthy and happy cat. He's now asleep on the sofa. Right, I will leave you. Thank you for listening, if you have, and I will... talk to you no doubt tomorrow. Take care, look after yourselves, and thanks for coming along.